Item 6, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational monthly report on the status of excess property sales. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Please identify yourself.
David Cialdini, a real estate agent for the county. This latest report for excess properties shows the successful sale of a single-family vacant lot in Cudahy, 3802 East Cudahy Avenue. The new owners plan on breaking ground this spring for a single-family house. The status of the National Avenue West Dallas property is ongoing. As a reminder, that property is contingent upon a successful MOU between the Milwaukee County and the City of West Dallas for stormwater management fees, and we are still in the process of ironing out the details to that MOU, but we are optimistic that a resolution will be found. Overall, general property status, the department has received increased interest in inquiries from private individuals looking to build single-family homes. So we are optimistic that we will reduce this list in the upcoming months and into the summer. That's all I have. I'm free to answer any questions you might have.
Committee members? Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see the budget is $400,000. The big one I'm seeing, if any further information on the residence on Beatrice, that's $375,000 asking price there.
Beatrice Court is a commercial lot that is adjacent to the Northridge Shopping Center. Oh. It is a former county transit bus hub.
And any prognosis on that, or? You're saying I know they're available for sale. You're saying you're going to make a report. Is this one that you're optimistic on, or has there been any movement on it?
There hasn't been a tremendous amount of interest in it yet. We are being more proactive with this site because of the size and the impact it can have. So we are extending out to the development community on this site, trying to generate interest. But right now, we're finding it a tough go.
Question. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you ask them from this point on put down on this sheet that how they need their budget and where their status of their budget since it's land sales still over $40,000? I'd like to keep a running tab on that.
Do you understand the request?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I just like you continue to, from you stopped, you used to have before you came, you two came. We have a running total of how you stand within your budget. So can you put a section on here how much land sales that you are meeting your budget process?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Is UWM sales, will that be go within your budget, or is that separate and parties?
I'm afraid that's a question that our director should answer.
The UWM land sales payments were part of your 2014 budget, and you allocated them 75% towards an innovation fund and 25% towards an economic development fund. You had three items that you approved out of the economic development fund, which were the foreclosure initiative, the extension of the ready-to-work program, and our master property inventory. So those funds have been allocated. We did receive the $5 million payment in February from UWM. And so we are moving forward on our portion of economic development. My understanding is that there was an application for other departments for the innovation fund, and those will be coming forward to you as a separate process. Regarding Park East, those land sales would come to our bottom line if we are able to execute on the options that are outstanding. However, our department only materializes $400,000 to the benefit of our department to land sales. So the number that you see on this sheet that you want to look for to make sure that we hit is only the $400,000 number, which we have historically hit, and I don't foresee any problems hitting that number this time as well.
Yeah, even though, Madam Chair, yeah. Even though you stated all those things, if you go historically, go back, you also will see that each time we have land sales, that your department will get 10% as administration costs so you can make your land sales faster. That's just why I want to know, are you getting any proceeds from, well, UWM is a different one, but the parkings or any other sales that you may have, are you getting an administration fee? Because you have a real estate person, you are doing the work, and you normally get 10%. It's just administration costs to help your budget out. That's why I asked that question.
I like your perspective on it, and I will follow up with fiscal. Currently, the way that it works is that we receive the first $400,000. After that point, we are able to charge our actual time, for example, on working on foreclosures, so there is that other component. But I will certainly follow up with fiscal to see if that historical process could be resurrected.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the foreclosures that were discussed, that the county would end up taking ownership in the new process that we have, where you kind of have a fast-track process, but we'd be able to see those properties in documents and highlight them for actual board passage if needed or board approval if needed. But I'm not seeing them on here right now. Is that still being held off to be added to the property list, or can we get information on that?
Chairwoman and Supervisors, those are not on this list yet because they have not been taken by the Treasurer's Office at the time of this report, and I haven't checked this morning, but I don't think they've been taken yet.
That's correct.
So the second that they are taken, we will redo this report. Under the new process, if we get an offer for an existing parcel that was taken through tax foreclosure at some point in the process, it triggers a passive review by this board. We have received an offer of a vacant parcel, and so we are developing what the first iteration of those notices to you all would look like before proceeding with that sale. So we would expect very quickly we will have our first parcel to go through the new process where you will receive a notice, and any board member can pull it off of passive review and have it go through the full board process. But if there are no issues, we could proceed expeditiously with the land sale.
It's not a brownfield.
The one I'm referring to is not a brownfield, no.
That's pretty much all I have, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Anyone else on the committee? All right, thank you very much. And Madam Clerk, please call item 7.